What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It with Jamestown United Way, we have Carla Bachmeyer and Becky Kircher. And Carla and Becky, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Warren.
Yeah, well, thank you both so much for joining us. I am so excited. We're looking outside. It's getting warmer. That means spring is here. That means Easter is on its way. And that means Jamestown United Way is teamed up with that Easter bunny again. Yeah. And we've got that Easter egg hunt you can wake up to coming up here real soon, right?
For sure. We should probably throw out a little disclaimer first. Like, any parents with children in the car, you might want to quickly switch the station. I mean, I hate to advocate for that, but just to throw it out there. Yeah, this is the third year that we've been doing this Easter egg hunt that you wake up to. And it really just takes the work out of your own egg hunt at home for those parents.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of different options this year. We're selling the eggs in increments of either like 25 or 50. So it's $15 for 25 eggs or $25 for 50 eggs. And then you have an option if you would like to pick up the eggs yourself and then hide them in your own yard, you can. Otherwise, we still do have the delivery option available where our board members will then come and then we will hide the eggs. The Easter bunny will
sprinkle the eggs in your yard. We're not going to hide them under rocks or anything like that. But
It is a big operation, and a lot of kudos goes to the Jamestown United Way for that. And I think, Carla, if you want to speak on that, just the necessity of this, because it really came out of the pandemic and why Jamestown United Way decided to do something. Like this.
It did come out of the pandemic, and it was the first year that the city of Jamestown decided not to hold their event in the park. And they donated all of those eggs to us, which was our first year, and it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of picked it up from there, and there were enough people that last year we actually delivered over 6,000 eggs around Jamestown. So it was fantastic. And we had people pick up eggs. And like Becky said, we do have that option. We have a couple different times on the registration form where we will meet you and you can grab the bags of eggs yourself and hide them inside or outside or wherever you'd like.
And that's an option just so like some of the smaller communities. I mean, if you wanted to take part in this, it's still available for you. It's just we're not going to deliver outside of city limits.
There are some limitations. But I think it's just the availability of having that option if they're not in the Jamestown area per se, and they're like, I want to get involved with that. I want to help support United Way because it's also a big fundraiser for United
Way,
right?
Absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
Carla Bachmeyer, Becky Kircher here on Let's Talk About It. We're talking about the Easter egg hunt you wake up to. I know the egg orders are open now. Is there a deadline to get those egg orders in?
Yes, it is April 8th. Friday, April 8th, we would like to have them in by so we can make sure we partner with that Easter bunny and have enough eggs stuffed.
Yep.
And we do partner with a couple local businesses that help us out. And I'll give a shout out to Triumph, who helps us a lot with that.
That's a lot of eggs. It really is.
Yeah.
So now the eggs are packaged. And then how does that operation go for United Way and the Easter bunny when you guys are finally out and about and doing that?
Well, we do rely heavily on our volunteers. And so it is, you know, I'll speak for myself. I usually take my kids with because they know how best to kind of stash some of those eggs as well. But it's multiple different people. And we just kind of have our maps of our areas of town that we're going to. And we just check them off the list and get those eggs to those homes so those kids can wake up to them in the morning.
And I know in years past, there's been prizes. There's candy filled ones. How does that work this year, Carla? You were telling me a little bit.
So we do have candy in all the eggs. We do have prizes that were donated as well. We have some movie passes, and I believe that McDonald's is joining us again this year, I hope. Mm-hmm. And we will be giving away 4 bikes, and the board will be talking about how we do that this year. There's plenty of prizes out there, and there will be plenty of goodies out in the yard, you know, loose as well.
Of course, of course. Now we got to say, how do we get registered? If I want to participate in this, where am I going to get some eggs for my yard?
So one of the easiest ways would be just to complete the registration at the JamestownUnitedWay.org. There's a registration link right on there. Registration just opened up last week, and we've already had quite a few that have been coming in. Also, I believe you can get to the registration through our Facebook page.
And Bank Forward
is
offering an in-person with registrations online. There is a little fee attached.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, of course, if you want to avoid that, you can can certainly stop in and see the gals at Bank Forward, and they will take your registration there. That avoids that fee.
Yeah, right. And for anybody who's a little technologically, you know.
Totally, right. Yep. You want to make it available for as many people as possible.
Absolutely.
So this Easter egg hunt you wake up to is so very exciting. A great support for Jamestown United Way. So go get signed up for this. Don't wait on that because, as you said, they're filling up very quickly and it helps to know where these eggs are going. Carla or Becky, anything else you want to add about United Way or about what this is raising money for?
I would just like to put a little shout out there for United Way. This is, we just kind of wrapped up our last campaign and we did run a little bit short of our goal. We strive and try to think of ways of, but it's a hard climate out there right now. Mm-hmm. And so we did run a little short of our goal. That's not going to detour us. Our agencies will be receiving, I believe, what they need or the assistance that we talked about with them. If there's anybody out there who would love to join our board, we certainly are looking for board members. This is kind of, March is kind of the transition where we have board members going off, new board members coming on. So if anybody out there would like to join our board, and we really need some good creative minds on our board. So get a hold of us.
Thank you to the community though, too. I mean, you know, yeah, we did end up a little short of our goal, but hey, these things happen. And we truly appreciate all of the support that we get from the different companies in the community and just all of the residents of Stutzman County as far as helping to support our 12 agencies.
I'll stand by that forever, that the community of Jamestown shows up when they need to, and hopefully they can help support events like this. And obviously, as a past board member myself, I can advocate that, say, it is one of the most fun you will ever have serving our community and serving those organizations. So consider joining Jamestown United Way. And Carla and Becky, thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Warren.